This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Never too late to enjoy the conversation. It's like beautiful music to the ears of those who feel and know the beauty in life. Listening to our voices like a song that relaxes you, calms you down, makes you feel everything is going to be okay. Yes, it is another day, another time opportunity for you to make the best of your life. And here we are with a few of my friends to make your life better. My friends include Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen, who are smart cookies in their own right and into themselves. But here, because all of this is a brain trust, we put everybody's brain together and come up with unbelievable conversation. Unbelievable. Much better than you would get by listening to the local news radio station or watching news on television. What a blah, 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 blah. Matter of fact, I remember when Sarah Palin used to refer to the lamestream media. Remember
I do, that? Yes. Lame.
Yes, right, exactly.
Fun plan.
And Donald. well, it was, yes. Donald Trump lighting into the media. We all know that Fox is biased to the right. We all know that NPR is biased to the left. Yada, 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 yada. We all know that whatever you now listen to on the radio depends on your point of view. It kind of reminds me of the music that we all grew up with, the different formats. Some people like oldies, and some people like country, and some people like hip-hop. And so it's the same for those who are listening to the spoken word or watching it on television.
What's beautiful, MSNBC. Though, is that Donald Trump made the media his, you know what his I'm saying?
Whipping board. Yeah.
Because he did not spend, I mean, he spent hardly any money at all on traditional radio, TV advertising, yet got probably the most coverage by far of the candidates.
Yeah.
And it was great because he actually put a spotlight on the bias of the media, yet he was able to still play them. And it was somehow worked out pretty beautifully for him.
There's so much bias. CNN is in the tank for Hillary. You know that. They've been there since day one. They have it in for Trump. Somebody referred to CNN as the most respected name in noise, which was kind of clever. And then there's the New York Times. My God, what has happened to the New York Times? Even though I don't editorialize the same as they do, I pay a lot of attention to the L.A. Times, New York Times, Washington Post. But you, anybody who's got any common sense or any sense of words, you know, I like to think that maybe because of my background, I have a fairly good grasp of words. I'm not perfect by it. I'm certainly not cut out of the same cloth as somebody like Gene Shepard, who I would guarantee that none of the ladies that are on with me even know who he is.
Gene Shepard, I recognize the name.
Gene Shepard was probably the some people compared him to Paul Harvey.
Right.
Greatest storyteller ever on the air, as far as I'm concerned. And now we have, and there were storytellers that used to write for the New York Times. Never mind their point of view. It's what they wrote and what words they used, how they crafted them. Used to be referred to as the old gray lady. But there now are too many of these boobs who are, they were from my era. I'm talking about the era that was before my era that were better. The baby boomer journalists are awful. And I say that because pretty much they're so obsessed with themselves and their point of view. And Krautheimer is the best example I can come up with of that. He's just pathetic. I've always, he's a gas bag. He's so impressed with himself. And by the way, you can say the same with the people who are his counterparts on the other side. It just isn't the same anymore. And I'm not saying it ought to be. I mean, Fox News is always going to be Fox News. You pretty much know what you're going to get there. What I find difficult, I had a lot of respect for Arianna Huffington, but the Huffington Post has become, I mean, their rampage against Trump.
It's,
for God's sake, give it a rest. Will you please?
The fact that they wouldn't cover him except in the celebrity section, and now he's a Republican nominee. And now, like 3 days ago, they started doing this piece where they encouraged the violence at the Trump rallies. Like, people are getting hit in the face with bricks. You know, all you need is someone to die, and then your rear end is on the line because you've condoned that kind of violence. It's very silly. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a lot of nice things to say about the president, but one great thing that he's done that the other candidates haven't is he said, this is not who we are as a country. We shouldn't be doing the violence at the rallies. Yeah. It's not okay.
You know, and I agree with you, Jen. Bernie Sanders really should have stepped up and said something.
Well,
he really should have.
Bernie Sanders, I don't know whether he checks out Drudge every day or not, but the way they go after Hillary, there's a lot of material for him there. I don't pay much attention to Drudge. I actually never have. I remember that he became well known because he caught Bill Clinton. That was his story. Mm-hmm. Monica Lewinsky was Drudge's story. But since then, he really hasn't had any good stories. Interesting character in his own right. But I mean, just look around or listen around. The local TV news is garbage. Most of the news on local radio and television is garbage because there's nothing there. They just take it from other sources and they don't know whether it's right or it's wrong.
I can't even watch news on TV anymore. First of all, and this is, I know this is a generational thing, but first of all, I already know the stories because I read them this morning on Twitter. So you're not telling me anything new. So it's like you're trying to fill a half an hour of nothing.
Which is why the popularity of car chases, you know, the long form stuff that they can show you on video is the stuff that the news media can now hang their hat on because that's the stuff that's more difficult to do on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. The bleed stuff can't do.
But I mean, that stuff too. Like, how much do people care about that? You know, the car chase.
Not any.
Oh my gosh, in LA. Are you kidding?
Car chases.
It's like family viewing. You know, get the popcorn and everybody sits and watch the cars.
Watch the cars.
Car chases in Manhattan don't last very long because you get red lights.
Geography, but man,
it's so refreshing to see them in LA. All right. Speaking of refreshing, our friend Dr. Ken Kronaus is here with this week's medical news up next in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
Find out what your laugh says about you. SunChips has teamed up with Step Up to launch the Waves of Laughter campaign to encourage women and girls to harness the power of laughter with the Laughalyzer. SunChips have a distinct shape that is as unique as laughter. That's why SunChips wants to celebrate that laughter is as unique as you are and represents the most unfiltered expression of your personality. Give it a laugh, get your personal laugh profile, then share it, and SunChips will donate $1 to Step up to $100,000. Just go to laughwithsunchips.com.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
Dads do so much for us, so make sure to get him the best. And JCPenney's got you covered with our Super Saturday sale going on now. Hurry in and find select men's dress shirts or dress pants for buy one, get one for just one penny. And you'll even get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, L68-611. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Buy one item at regular price, get a second item if you're less of value for 1 cent. Must be same category of merchandise.
Quarter past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronaus joins us now with an overview of some of the popular information that's available from studying the medical journals this week. I'm supposing, as I think about June being marriage month and dun, 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 that when you figure out, this is for all the ladies who are not married, all three of them that are with us, Ken, the fact that marriage, according to the study, is good if you've had a heart attack
And then is it getting married after that, or the fact that you're married when you have the heart attack that's good for you?
When you have the heart attack. This is out of the British Heart Foundation this week. Doug, married people are more likely to survive a heart attack and leave the hospital sooner than single people. This study demonstrates the importance of considering the physical and emotional support a heart attack survivor will get once they're discharged.
Wow. All right, everybody, get married.
Or just in case have we have a heart attack.
Or just have some support.
Yes, right. Support is what it's all about.
Correct.
Okay. The new studies on obesity, there is not that we don't know what this is all about, but the fact that people seem to choose to ignore all of the signs of what it will do, your body mass index. There is I saw a study, Ken, suggesting that the BMI is the number one predictor of whether you get dementia and Alzheimer's or not. I found that to be fascinating, but it makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, it increases inflammation the more obese you are. What is amazing is that the problem is getting worse. And this comes out of the journal, the American Medical Association, this week. The nation's obesity epidemic, it just continues to grow. It's led by an alarming increase among women. For the first time, more than 4 in 10 American women are obese. Obesity rates for men and women in America have been roughly the same for about a decade, Doug. But in recent years, women have surged ahead, and now just over 40% of women are obese compared to 35% of men.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Would be the question. All right, something to think about. The information on tattoos, more and more, this looks like a losing proposition for people, unless you use the new ink, or does the new ink make a difference?
Well, it all makes a difference. I look around the gym, and more people I see with tattoos. It's amazing. The FDA is warning that this increased popularity in America, but getting one carries risk. There are increasing reports, Doug, of people developing infections from contaminated tattoo ink and having bad reactions to the inks. Think carefully before you make a decision, because removing a tattoo, it can be painful process, and complete removal without scarring may not be possible. If you do decide to get a tattoo, confirm the tattoo parlor and artist are in compliance with all state and local laws. You need to be concerned about unhygienic practices, non-sterile needles, and contaminated ink.
You're kidding, right? You think people care about
If you take a survey, most people are drunk when they get a tattoo.
Right. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Who's going to care about that? Although it's
well,
a good thing to have.
I looked for all those things when I got my tattoo.
Really? And what'd you find?
Absolutely. I found a great place that was incredibly hygienic and a very transparent practice. And yeah.
Hmm. Where's your tattoo?
It's on my wrist. Were you drunk?
Oh, okay.
No, not at all.
Yeah. All right. Let's get drunk on Super Beats. Ken's going to tell you for the next 60 seconds why this is the smartest move you can make. The smartest move, that is, to take it and to get it. I'll give you the number in a moment, but here's why Ken stands so solidly behind using Super Beats.
Nitric oxide behind oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's the third most important gas in the body, discovered in 1988, Nobel Prize 1998. Your whole body from head to toe as a signaler, as a messenger, uses nitric oxide to control the body. It relaxes the blood vessels so that the oxygen can get throughout the body from head to toe. It keeps the blood pressure in where it should be to avoid heart attacks, strokes, sexual dysfunction. So you want to make sure you have enough nitric oxide. Your body continuously needs to make nitric oxide, so it needs the building blocks, these dietary nitrates. And Super Beats, it's a way to get a boost of nitric oxide before your workout, if you need energy during the day. And Nia 40 is a way to keep the supply of nitric oxide adequate in the body.
It is the most important thing after oxygen
carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide, right. Third most important thing to get in your body, 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice, 800-655-4183.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good pop music. Every one of those days, it is already. Every day is one of those days. This is Pharrell Williams, but his music appeals to me, frankly, in many different ways. As a pop guy, I say this all the time, but it's true. I just like pop music. I don't care for deep cuts, and I don't want to know about what this guy did 89 years ago. I just enjoy what flavors my mind is listening to good pop music. It's 24 past the hour, and that's the story with a lot of music comes from Pharrell Williams. He made a surprise appearance at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, which was pretty interesting in and of itself. Let's sort of eavesdrop.
How about we sing a song for you that Pharrell wrote that we just recorded with Pharrell? He, you know, he's from Virginia and he loves country music.
Yeah.
Come on, baby, I love to hear your mouth.
We have a conversation, but you know that's just a fraction. What you won't say about me,
I'm all talking, no action.
Come on, you hear me talking around the house. Come on, you know you love to hear my mouth. We have a conversation, but you know that's just a fraction. Let me see, you are talking, no action.
Wow. Is that great or what?
Not bad.
That is terrific. So we have, that's a sort of bootleg copy because he just appeared at the Grand Ole Opry. He's going to be released as a single. What do we know about this song?
That we just got a great piece of trivia. Justin Timberlake actually sings backing vocals on that song on the radio track because he happened to be in the next studio. He's friends with Pharrell. He popped in, met Little Big Town, and said, "Hey, can I sing on your song?" And they said, "Sure."
Why not?
So, yeah. But I think that single is going to be released really soon, along with that concert at the Grand Ole Opry.
All right, so I want to have first dibs on that, please. It'll bring a smile to the faces of everybody. All right, let's see. What else is going on musically today? There's a story, Jen, about Ed Sheeran being sued for plagiarism.
Uh-oh.
And this is a sort of background story to that.
How did you find me? Came out of nowhere like
the comparative is for this song. here compared to a song called Amazing that came out in 2009. Matt Cardle won for singing this on The X Factor. And so now it seems the songwriters who were responsible for Amazing are suing Sheeran for using what they say are the same 39 notes, which I think is a load. But real. I mean, this is such a stretch.
It's pretty similar, though.
It's similar, but it's not. I mean, how much of music, though, is similar?
Yeah,
I mean,
right, that's right. I said earlier, there are 8 notes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it. And what amazes me, and most everybody else who thinks it through, think over the years, we've had music for forever, it seems.
Yeah, how you've made so many combinations of it.
Of 8 notes. That's it. So bound sooner or later to have the... Remember all that time we gave Jen a couple of years ago to Coldplay being sued by Strafacci or Strariacci or whatever his name was, the guitar.
What was his name?
It was something close to that.
Viviani, Stravani.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, it was. And then we found out that that same song was used in a bunch of different, a bunch of different ways.
Right, yeah. So I think I remember Coldplay. He showed up, there was an injunction that was going to keep him from singing it at a concert, and this guy showed up with some of the local law enforcement people, and they gave him a check for $85,000, and he went away. That was settled. See you later, alligator. All right, interesting musical stories. 28 after here on Good Day.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordova ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I wish you a good day. I want you to start listening to this program with an eye or an ear, more importantly, to having an attitude adjustment. If you wake up or if you spend time during the day and you're grumpy and you're angry and you don't like what you're doing, stop it. Listen and learn. Listen and have some fun. Listen to my friends, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, they're all in the friend department. Coming up, some food news. First, though, I thought...
You say that. Listen to my friends. Like you're going Richard Simmons on us.
He get out of, he went to Cedars-Sinai the other day. Is he still in? What do you, what do you know
he's
about
out. He's out. He said he was dehydrated, but the National Enquirer is running a story with him on the cover saying he's been transitioning to Fiona. And
okay.
Let's be honest. I mean, would anybody be surprised? Would this be a shocking development if he were transitioning? I mean, I feel sorry when, if it is true,
he'll try to hide it.
I feel sorry for him because people wouldn't be all that upset. It's not a big shocker, Richard.
It's no, it's no big deal anymore.
You know?
No,
I mean, come on.
I remember flying from New York to L.A. on a plane. I was sitting right behind him. He was with some character. I don't remember who it was, but they were cold. He had on his usual garb.
Dolphin shorts. Good lord.
And you can't have
much anyway going on down there if you're wearing the shorts. Please. It's a short surgery.
Yeah, he was acting himself. He said to everybody, "Hi, how are you? Nice to see you." Yeah, that's and then the plane got cold. So he requested a blanket from the flight attendant and got one. And he curled up next to this person. They were in the, I think they were in row one or two. And this guy who's next to him, he just, and he was somebody that he knew. It wasn't just some random guy who was sitting next to him. It wasn't me. I was behind him. I was watching him. I sort of got a kick out of just the way he grabbed the blanket, wrapped it around himself, and then he got another blanket and wrapped it around this guy, and the two of them went to sleep. And it was just, "I'm cold," he said. "Would you get close to me?" So he was cold. Not unusual. Get close to somebody, warm them up, right? You'd do that for a friend, wouldn't you, Jennifer?
Sure. I would do it for Richard Simmons.
You would. Good for you. All right, the Supreme Court this week reviewing two death row cases. This is one of my hot-button issues. For those of you who are new to the program, this stuff drives me nuts because I don't believe capital punishment does what it was supposed to do, and here are two examples of why it doesn't. The first appeal came from, actually both of these appeals are from black guys. One of them, let's see here, they're both in the death row prison in Houston. Bobby Moore is the name of one of them, Dwayne Buck, the other guy. Moore was sentenced to death 36 years ago. So now his lawyer says he is ineligible to be executed because he's become intellectually disabled. Huh? The guy, I looked at this story of this guy. He's got an 80 IQ. This has happened so many times. Guys more black than white, but people who are barely able to count to 10, the police look for an easy way out, an easy conviction, and they hang these things on people who more often than not, as you review them, are not guilty. They just don't know what to say. They don't know how to react. An 80 IQ is equivalent of somebody who's an adult that thinks like a six or a seven-year-old. And so in this circumstance, this guy was tried and convicted, has been put away. Nobody paid any attention to him, but somebody took an interest in his case, found out that he was on, there was a local newspaper story about this guy been on death row for 35 years. And so now they're doing something about it. The argument for Mr. Buck, who's the other one, his sentence should be thrown out because there is a race problem. And this is, by the way, this is Texas. So those of you who take offense at this, sorry. Texas has got their head in the sand in some place, a few other places, when it comes to this sort of thing. This guy was sentenced to death after a defense expert testified that black people are more likely to commit crimes than white people.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's in the transcript of this trial. His lawyers have fought for years to win a new sentencing hearing, haven't gotten anywhere because they're so genuinely intelligent in Texas when it comes to stuff like this. What is there about this state that makes them so eager to put people to death? Especially as many wrong times as they've done. I remember George Bush, at least twice that I can remember off the top of my head, they executed people, and they went to him and said, no, let's execute. And they found out afterwards that people weren't guilty of what they've been charged with.
So would you eliminate it altogether?
I would not, Jennifer. No, I think the death penalty is appropriate only for vengeance. It doesn't. It's not a deterrent. So somebody does something, some heinous crime, horrible, committed in a way that is so demonic that the person ought to be dispatched. So you have a quick trial and a quick execution. That's the way I would. If I were running things, that's the way I would handle it. But for the average person, especially when there's so many questions, it's better now because of DNA, and that's how some of these older cases are getting tossed out, and that's basically what the Supreme Court is looking at. Mm-hmm. But the Supreme Court has Texas has executed 537 people since 1979. One-third of all the executions in the United States happen in Texas. So, under the circumstances, and I, by the way, this I remember it happening a couple times in Illinois in recent memory. Remember the governor that went to jail, and now I think about there have been three governors in Illinois that went to jail. So I'm trying to, I think his name was Ryan. You can check me, Google this, or go, I'm pretty sure it was Pat Ryan, or something Ryan. And he commuted, just before he went to jail for corruption, he commuted the sentence and brought a lot of attention. He then stopped, his last official order before he went to jail was to stop executions in Illinois because there are too many tainted by bad police work and even if it wasn't bad police work, questionable evidence that that they didn't have the technology to refute. But as DNA became more used, it became part of what has become an exception. And that's why I don't like it, Jennifer. I think there are too many people who have been killed, put to death, who didn't commit the crime, didn't deserve to go to death. And by the way, if you really want somebody to suffer, you keep them in jail for the rest of their lives.
They have
to live with the crimes that they've committed.
Well, now there's new comfortable prisons, though. Is that really true?
Oh, my God. Did you hear that? Let me digress here for a second. yesterday, I mean, I made my point about the death penalty. Yesterday, we were talking about this new prison, the Cook County Jail.
Yeah.
Did you Google it to look at what this jail looks like? This is like going.
But don't they have like sleep top mattresses and you know?
Yeah, you go to a restaurant and order what you want for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You go. They brag about how it's the most comfortable bed. It's like a bed and breakfast.
See, that's where we're missing the point.
The best.
It should not be comfortable. Because there are a lot of people, and I will tell you this from personal experience that I know.
Sleeping on a rock, for God's sakes.
That have told me that they actually like to be in prison better than the real world because they get free squares, they don't have to work, they can read books all day, they can work out, and it becomes like a, especially when it's not high security. I mean, there are a lot of people who don't mind being in there.
No. So, anyway, we've got our, when it comes to the system here, if you're going to punish somebody, punish them. If they did something wrong, what's the old, you do the crime, you do the time. But if you're going to put them in jail, make sure it's a jail that's going to mean something. And not some, I see the way we do it in our country, we're basically creating a pressure cooker to create more criminals. They become better criminals when they're in jail. What is the recidivism? I think in some places, 85%.
I would love
of the people
to see,
who get thrown in jail, they go back to jail again.
I know this is probably not popular, and you guys all like jump out of
high blood pressure.
But the chain gang, if you're in prison, especially low or mid-security prison, you should be earning your keep. So let's put you to work. Let's go clean graffiti off of walls.
Don't they do
in
that,
schools.
Though?
Not
often anymore. No, it's considered cruel and unusual punishment for some other bunk.
I mean, like the chain gang. That obviously not chained, but like I thought.
Remember
they used prisoners to pick up trash on the highway.
Well, they do in some the county correctional system around here does that. But we're talking
about New York City.
Hustle.
They have to clean up. Like you see the guys in the blue jumpsuits. They're from the John Doe Foundation, and they're low level criminals who have to clean up garbage in New York City.
Why not high-level criminal? What was the movie that Paul Newman, Newman and George Kennedy? Cool Hand Luke. Thank you. How'd you know
Very
that?
Very good. I'm impressed.
I know Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, that's the story. That ought to be what Jennifer has just suggested and what the situation is in Cool Hand Luke is what you ought to be doing with people who are really rotten, rough, tough criminals. And that instead of sitting around working in the gym all day, pumping iron to get bigger and stronger so they can beat up on more people when they get out, you put them on the chain gang. Is that archaic? No. It gets some results. And so anyway, all right. So I didn't do what I was going to do with food news, but you did have a nice time going off.
Hey, but that's food for thought.
It is. Thank you. Very good, Victoria. 2 points for you. 45 past the hour on Good Day.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas.
It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Get to Kohl's Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. for early bird savings on great gifts for dad. Like 50 to 60% off Sonoma Goods for Life for the family, 50% off iZod Golf Apparel for dad, or give them a new electric razor just $79.99. And on top of these great sale prices, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Hours may vary by store. Select styles offer valid June 10th through 12th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Do you know someone whose life has been touched by cancer? With over 32 million patients worldwide, the impact of cancer can be felt in nearly every family. For the second year, actor Eric Stone Street is partnering with Bristol-Myers Squibb on Ready, Raise, Rise to educate Americans about immuno-oncology, a rapidly evolving area of research that seeks to harness the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. Eric Stone Street, actor and cancer research activist.
Too many families like mine have been touched by cancer. That's why it's important for everyone to be informed about advancements in cancer research like immuno-oncology. Join me, raise, and share a flag at ReadyRaiseRise.com today. It takes just 30 seconds, and you can honor a loved one touched by cancer and help raise awareness for cancer research. For each flag raised and shared, a donation from Bristol-Myers Squibb will be made to an advocacy group that you select.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to raise and share your flag today. For more, visit ReadyRaiseRise.com.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
All right, 47 after the hour. Doug Steffen, the beacon of light and hope and truth on the Good Day program. So, Jennifer, there's a new right to die law that begins, takes effect today. The End of Life Option Act. California, the fifth state to create a legal process for people to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. You can go, you can take some medicine and put an end to it all. So there's the usual conversation. Well, what happens if they're not really sick? Or if you want to die, what the heck business is it of anybody else's?
Well,
you want to die?
I mean, this is a huge, like, moral issue for me. It's not a government issue. So as much as I think you need to live out the days that you were given, because that's what I believe, that we're all given a plan and we're all given so many ticks on our heart and we should take them all and use them as best we can. But do we really want the government to legislate how long you live? And the answer for me, anyway, is no. So I guess, no. You know, you have to be supportive that the government's saying, okay, you get to choose your own ticket. But morally, this one's tough for me because, like I just told you, I think that there's a reason for everything and a plan for all of us. And so that's
it. No, but you know how you say it's
none. That's Catholic, right? Is that a Catholic?
Well, I happen to be a sort of Catholic, yes.
But no. But that is a Catholic. What do they call it? That's one of the cardinal sins, right?
Food for thought. None your business. 50 minutes after the hour. Good day.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Specialized in that this week. This is the theme from Edward Scissorhands, going back to 1990 when this movie was the number one movie, I guess, of this week. Anyway, Johnny Depp's birthday is today. Is he getting married again, or does he get rid of his last? What happened to Amber Heard? Have you heard, Tucker?
I don't comment on gossip, Doug.
No. Really?
Oh, come on, Tucker.
Well, he's 52. He's 52 years old today, and that is my favorite Johnny Depp movie, along with my favorite Tim Burton movie, Edward Scissorhands. I saw that movie in 1990 in December at the now defunct Ziegfeld Movie Theater in New York City, one of the greatest movie theaters of all time. Fit 1,150 people, and I think it was about a third or three quarters sold out. A really good experience.
Yeah, like those old great Fox movie theaters. Great theaters. Well, I don't get any. I mean, Johnny Depp, the only character I've ever seen him play that I enjoyed was Captain, what's his face?
You didn't like him when he was George Young in Blow? He was amazing in Blow.
Well, here's the thing. His first theatrical film was in 1984. He was in Nightmare on Elm Street. I first saw him on the TV show 21 Jump Street. I think he's gone to the well low in his career in the last few years, doing way too many quirky characters. I mean, going back to the Mad Hatter and the Alice in Wonderland sequel, and playing Jack Sparrow again in a fifth Pirates movie, I think it's a bit much, but I mean, he's made an absolute fortune getting huge paychecks for these characters.
Wait a minute, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but I think a lot of people would like to see him do some other stuff too.
Yes.
I mean, he did do, he played the gangster Whitey Bulger in the movie Black Mass last year,
yes,
and he was really, really good in that film. So
I did not see that. I wanted to, but we never got around to seeing. I heard it was quite a good flick,
yeah,
because
really
it's so close to home. Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, that's the tribute to Johnny Depp, ladies and gentlemen, from Charles Curry, our movie man, who comes back with movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Dads do so much for us, so make sure to get him the best. And JCPenney's got you covered with our Super Saturday sale going on now. Hurry in and find select men's dress shirts or dress pants for buy one, get one for just one penny. And you'll even get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, Bell 686-611. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Buy one item at regular price, get a second item if you feel less of value for 1 cent. Must be same category of merchandise.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Know-how. That power drill you bought in 96 is working about as awesome as a 20-year-old drill should, meaning not so awesome. So trade it in at Napa and get a $25 instant rebate toward a new DeWalt cordless drill kit. There's only one word to describe instantly getting $25 off a new DeWalt drill, and that word is awesome. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Trade-in rebate may vary. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Hi, Chuck, our movie news. What's cooking?
This is an interesting story, Doug. The movie Warcraft, which is a film based on a very popular video game, opened in China the other day on 67% of every movie screen in that country and did $46 million in its first day, which is a new record, beating out Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and also The Avengers. What makes that story interesting is this same movie, which opens tomorrow here in the United States, is tracking horribly and is not expected to do much.
Awful.
I mean, the trailers look bad, but
they're just a horrible piece of garbage. Oh my God! Why would somebody go see that stuff? Ugh.
So you're not.
What does that tell about the Chinese, though?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, and you told us yesterday the Chinese producing a movie where The Rock is going to be not a superhero. What's he going to do? He's going to get
it's a movie called Skyscraper. There was a massive bidding war among almost every studio in Hollywood. It's described as Die Hard that's set in a skyscraper like the original, but the storyline takes place in China, which tells you that the studio's goal or what they're looking to do is do movies that have strong international appeal that will also play here in the States. But that's really the trend in the business. They want these movies. They have to have these movies play internationally because it's so expensive.
Right. All right. Interesting info. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck Curry here with you. A good day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.